good weekend. It's always always nice to have a weekend off, especially after a win. And I guess some, you know, after a short week, get to rest up and get ready to keep things going.
Did you watch Atlanta just to get a feel?
You know, well, I watched them on film, and then I watched a little bit of their game yesterday. But I was kind of flipping through a bunch of games, but yeah, definitely watched a little bit, but also watched their previous games on tape already to get a better idea of what they're doing. I think you get a little better idea from watching a game film than the TV film.
Eli, just getting the two wins back to 500, is it almost like those bowling balls lifted off you guys' lungs? I mean, you can breathe a lot easier now.
Yeah, you know, definitely. It's good to get those two wins, get back, get two in a row, get back to even. But we're still down in the division, so we can't let off the gas. We got to keep working to get better each and every week. You know, another huge game this weekend. So they're all, you know, we because of our start, they're all important. They're all big for us, and we gotta find a way to win this game.
When you sort of looked at your film, how much did you think that the ball was coming out quicker? That guys were moving quicker.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job getting the ball out fast. I thought we had a plan. I thought I had a good plan on most of the plays and where I wanted to go with the ball, getting through my progression. There's still some improvements, still some things to get better on, and some things with footwork and whatnot. But definitely making strides, and got to just keep trying to get better each and every week. Don't be can't get satisfied. We can't think we got this thing figured out, because we still got, you know, there's definitely still room for improvement.
You kind of excited seeing Odell getting more and more work?
Yeah, it's good to get Odell out there and just get him, even just throwing routes with him, you know, just small steps, just trying to get on the same page. Have not thrown many routes with him. Get him out there, you know, where he's seeing signals, where he's getting checks, just talking through him, things in the locker room, just going over situations. So, we're going to have to keep, work hard with him to get him up to speed, so when he's in there, he's confident, he can play fast, and I don't know what the game plan is for him right now. We'll just take it day by day.
Do you have a sense yet of what he can bring to this offense? I know you don't know how he's going to be used, but obviously you know his skills.
I think he definitely got some speed, and he's got a quick burst, and has some big play making potential. So, he's got to be able to do everything, you know, everything that a receiver has to do. That's running short routes. That's blocking for the run game. That's be able to get open, beat man to man, do your job, and be able to play fast for us. And so, that just comes with time and reps, and don't want to put him out there in a situation where he's not comfortable, doesn't know exactly what's going on.
Eli, have you ever seen that speed, or when was the last time you saw that speed that you were talking about?
We've obviously had fast guys. In the past, Tim Carter and some different guys, but he's very fast, but he's got good body control and runs good routes. He's from what I've seen, he's pretty polished on what he's doing. So that's a good thing. But still, we still just need reps and need lots of practice.
Have you ever seen that speed from him, though? I mean, because he hasn't been out. You know, have you ever seen one or two plays where you said, wow, that's what?
Well, you just see the burst. You see, just running, even if it's not a deep route, you just see coming off the line of scrimmage, getting in and out of his breaks. He's got just good burst of speed and energy. And so those are, that's what you like to see and you get excited about.
When you get to closer to a game day, whether it's this week or further along, do you feel the need to sit separately with Odell and put extra work in with him?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing that a little bit this week, and just talking concepts, talking signals, talking route conversions, just everything, little things that pop up. Just get his mind thinking when he's sitting down, when he's in the locker room, he's in the meeting room, get him where he's thinking, having to think through every situation right there. So he gets out in the field, he's reacting, not thinking what he should be doing.
You've been around this area enough where when things don't go right, people can yell at you. Have you ever been tempted to look up in the stands and say something stupid to the fans?
Try not to. So
have you thought it?
Well, you can always think things, but just try to. For the most part, if they're yelling at you, you probably deserve it in some sense.
Did you feel a little bit for Gino? I mean, obviously frustration got the best of him, which happens, I would imagine, to a lot of people sometimes.
Yeah, it's just every quarterback goes through it. You're going to have some good games. You're going to have some bad games. You'll have some tough stretches. It's just getting through it, working through it, and hope hard work. And if you're doing the right things, it'll ease up.